You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 995. Today's Devo is called A Good Name.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Friday. We have made it to Friday.
Yes.
I am here, Stephanie, and I'm here with my girl, Rochelle.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
We have an amazing devotional prepared for you today. Rochelle has an amazing devotional, and I'm just so excited for the weekend to finally be upon us. We can go to church on Sunday. We can hang with our friends on Saturday. Tonight, we can go bring our friends over, hang out with our family. I love the weekend. And if you are not aware, we are 4 episodes away, starting Monday, 4 episodes away from our 1,000th episode.
That's amazing.
We are right there. It is extremely exciting. Again, we want to thank our girl, Allison. She has done so much to get us to this point, and we are going to celebrate.
Yes,
so make sure you tune in next Friday, a week from today. We will be showing our 1,000th episode.
Yes.
Rochelle, are you ready to share today?
Yes, let's do it.
Girl.
So today's verse is Proverbs 3:3-4, and it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." I wanted to end the week with this verse because this theme was a lot about being faithful with your season, with, you know, everything that you're going through and all those different questions we asked. But I wanted to end it with this because kind of basically solidifies what we've been talking about. To let love and faithfulness never leave you, and to bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. This verse goes so deep into describing how to keep love and faithfulness with you.
Amen.
It says to wrap them up around your neck and to write them in your heart. That is so descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows how whoever wrote this verse wanted to make a point that this is important for you to have at all times.
Yeah.
When you bind something around your neck, it's always with you. And inside your heart, you could never take it out. Like, it's you working on keeping it with you. And as we are leading up to the 1,000 episode and everything that, honestly, all the 1,000 episodes, so we've been through this journey together with Allison and then us now, it's like a big community. And I want us, as we continue another 1,000, to just remind ourselves that love and faithfulness should never, ever leave us.
Amen.
The love that we have for others, the love that we have for God and ourselves, to continue to be faithful in everything that we do, faithful in our seasons, faithful with our friends, faithful with our families, faithful with our church, the way we serve others, should never, ever leave us, because that is how we get a good name in the sight of God, but also man.
Amen.
And the importance about getting a good name in front of man is that we're going to do life with many other people for the rest of our lives until we go to heaven.
Yeah.
So what God thinks about us is so important.
Yeah.
But the people around us should also matter.
That's good.
So let's be faithful so we can have a good life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you close us out with prayer, Rochelle?
Let's do it. Father, thank you for another great week. Thank you because you are faithful and you continue to show yourself to us. I just pray, Father, that next week is even greater for everybody listening, that we just, as we lead to 1,000 episodes, Father, that you just create a bigger and better community, the community that we have here with My Morning Devotional, Father. I pray that you would start to bring more people so they don't feel alone and I can start to see how faithful you are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.